Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all.
Okay, I think we got it now. Mr. Walker, are you here? Mr. Walker, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. Yes, I would like for you to hang up and dial in again because there is a lot of static, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, great. And for those of you who are hanging on, hang in there for a few more minutes. It looks like some technical difficulties. And don't go away. We'll be right back. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Mr. Walker, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Great, great, great. Now let me just do a quick sound check. Okay, Mr. J. Early, can you hear us loud and clear? Okay, he'll type his message in a minute. I know there was a lot of static, and so we had to dial in. Okay, good morning. He's also saying good morning, Mr. Versi. Okay, Mr. Walker, how are you today?
You know what, doing excellent, doing well. I had the pleasure this weekend of talking to Coach J as well as Coach K last week, so I'm phenomenal. I'm phenomenal.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, this reminds me, Mr. Walker, that we were talking last, I think a day or two ago, I was doing a topic called Powerful Connections. And this reminds me of that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, just making those powerful connections. And in that conversation, you know, I was sharing how once you're connected to the power, you're definitely going to have some powerful connections. And I believe I did that show possibly was Monday. No, it wasn't Monday. So it was probably Tuesday. I don't think it was yesterday, but maybe. It seems like it was so long ago. But nonetheless, I have been meeting so many awesome, awesome people while down here just sitting on the beach. And it's really been amazing. But I just want to go on and welcome everyone to the show today. Welcome, welcome to Midweek Motivation Wednesday with Mr. Versi L. Walker. And for those of you who are just joining our show recently, we just want you to know, if you haven't been here since last Wednesday, Mr. Walker is the esteemed author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. And it's a powerful book. He outlines strategies of how you can take the things that you want to do, your dreams and your goals, and how to pretty much set those goals, how to achieve those goals. He uses his own self and his own life and experiences as an example. And what better way to be trained is through someone that has the direct examples to show you. Also, I want to say good morning to Mr. Q Bonita, also in the chat room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know this is your second day tuning in also, so congratulations. Welcome back. We have an awesome show for you today because Mr. Walker is very dynamic, very skillful in motivating, and he always brings to us each and every Wednesday. He is our Wednesday guest, and he always brings to us a very, very powerful and inspiring and motivating and deep topic for us to help move ourselves closer and closer to where we want to be and transform our lives. Also, welcome the other guests in the chat room. If it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, I welcome you to the show and hope you stay with us throughout the whole show and even join us each and every weekday morning for morning motivation, empowerment, training, and also to network. This is a great networking call also. We've met people from around the world, such as Coach Jay Early, who's all the way over in Germany, and also Coach K with Coach K, and he has Coach K Nation. He is up in New York, and Coach K and Angel also have radio show. And so it's just been a great networking year also on the Coach Lalisa Show. Also want to say hello to all those listening
via the archives. Tune in later on in the day or later on in the week. And we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. And those listeners who are dialing in, calling. So we're going to get out of the way and let Mr. Walker bring to you the message that he has for today. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it. Mr. Walker, take it away.
Noah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And once again, good morning, everybody, including Coach Jay and all the listeners who continuously dial in. I just want to say, I had a wonderful week last week and a wonderful weekend, as always. And I'm excited and glad to be here for our Wednesday midweek inspiration and motivation, as usual. And I want to start by saying, I know last week we talked about the commitments of the listeners for dialing in and what that meant, for not only us, but what that meant to means to them and how that comes about when it talks about character, when it talks about commitment and dedication, because we are up and we are on very early in the morning. But as I always been taught, coaches, that the early bird gets the worm. And so I say again, thank you to them. And as usual, thank you to you for allowing me to share with the audience my thoughts, my philosophy, my experiences as it relates to, being successful, as it relates to prosperity and throwing off the poverty consciousness and enabling us to be the wonderful being, the example, the specimen that God meant for us to be. And so, again, I do thank you. I thank you so much. I'm extremely excited today for the very fact that today marks the one-year anniversary since releasing my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. So this is the very day that I actually received my books, and my books were supposed to arrive at my house, and they didn't. So I jumped in my truck, and I drove about 30 minutes west of my home, and picked the books up from the courier, because the courier was refusing to bring them all the way here on that day, and I had waited so long. And after picking up my books, I was able to make 5 sales just by going and get them that day. So today marks the one-year anniversary that took place. And to celebrate, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said awesome and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I just recall the nights, the days, and the weeks leading up to this moment 1 year ago. The restless, sleepless nights, the wanting to hold that book in my hand and have an opportunity to see the visible manifestation of, such hard work and determination over a short span. Because, as I tell people, I really just started writing my definitive work, and my exercise had just really started 6 months before that. So some people write for 2 years, some people write for their entire lives and did not or have not yet produced what I had produced. And so it was a first in my family. It was a first in my life. And it was just, again, a testament to one's dedication and belief and allowing the higher being to step in and chart your way. Because as I tell people often, that this wasn't my intended journey that I knew of, but this seems to be my destination. This seems to be my faith. This seems to be what, God has intended. And it perhaps took all these years for me to open my mind and embrace this and allow these things to come to, fruition. And so when you said about power and those powerful connections, and to be able to talk to Coach Jay this weekend and talk to Coach K and then talk to you on another project and another issue that, we were going to bring forth to these people and to the universe, it's just a powerful opportunity. It's a powerful awakening. And I could just feel the earth trembling from the vibrations in the universe because we're throwing out such great messages. And I really want our audience to receive this. And I really hope that they are. So to celebrate this wonderful milestone for the entire month of September, I'm actually reducing the price of my book from $19.95 down to $15.95. Also, what I'll do is I'll include the copy of the Million Dollar Mind Business Plan. It's a 26-page document, but it's for those individuals who are serious about taking this last quarter of the year, focusing on how they want to redirect their life, where they're going to jump out and take the leap of faith to open up their own business, to going back to school, to aligning themselves perfectly with their dreams, if it's to be a better business person, to be a better spouse, but to have and build those better relationships. But it's a place where they can actually document that information. It's a tangible, working, living document that's changeable. So if it doesn't work in September, you can change it in October. But it enables those individuals to now write that information down and place it close to them, but also show those other people that they're not just talking about it, they're being about it. And aside from that, I'm also going to include in the yet-to-be-released Supplemental Guide to Success. This is where people can now document their dreams. They can make definitive moves towards those goals and those dreams and enable them to be better individuals and realize that, you know what, with a little bit of faith, a lot can happen. So I'm going to also include those two items. And this is about a $40 investment. It's a $40 value, but just for $15.95 plus shipping and handling. So this is what's going on with me for this month of September as it relates to my book and the celebration of what I did and happened to me 1 year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, also, too, I'm sorry, I just want to mention, too, before I get deep into what I want to go over, because sometimes once it hits me, I can't let go. I just want to keep giving people this great information. But I want to make sure, too, for all the listeners in the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. area, I will be in the Ronald Reagan National Airport doing a book signing between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on this coming Friday. There's three bookstores, and I'm going to try to spend an hour in each of the bookstores unless the demand and command on my time has me at one longer than the other. But I'll stay as long, and I'll get there as early as need be to make sure that I can see, you know, all those individuals who have told people about us and myself and who actually took the time to venture over to visit me. So I would, you know, truly appreciate that. And I'm also with you on next Tuesday there in Philadelphia. Can you tell the audience the time and the location?
Oh, yes, I can. That is actually going to be an event that is called Her Voice Has Power. Her Voice Has Power is an entrepreneurial networking event that is put on by the Philadelphia U. It's called Philadelphia USA, actually. That's the name of their organization, and they actually have a website, eusaphilly.org. It's going to happen on Tuesday, September 21st, starting at 5:30 p.m. Her Voice is Power is the name of the event, and the topic that they have given us to speak on is Consider Your Purpose. Consider Your Purpose. There is a $25 charge to attend this event. But you can go to the website and you can register right there on their website. E as in Eric, USA, Philly, EHILLY.org. Or you can contact me for more information. But yes, we would love to have you attend. It should be great. People who pre-register for the event will also get a copy of my book, Release Your Power. So thank you. And, yes, you will be there, Mr. Walker. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be held at Temple University. Yeah, it's going to be held at Temple University at the Temple University Student Faculty Center, which is on the fourth floor in the conference room there, which is located at 3340 North Broad Street. It's right near the Temple Hospital.
Excellent. Yeah. I hope they have Well, you know what, those universities are usually built with steel beams because they may not be able to house the energy and the power that's going to be there. And I was thinking the fourth floor, we don't want the floor to cave in and everybody fall to the bottom, you know. So I hope they have those steel beams and everything intact just from the weight and the power and the energy that's going to be there on next Tuesday. I hope everyone can, you know, join us and be there and support and just be able to get this energy, to get this information and just run with it. Act like a thief in the night. This is valuable information that has transformed not only my life, but so many others like myself and like the individuals on the call and even like yourself, Coach, I'm sure. And so if we can get into the house where the information is being given. We could disseminate it however we would, but oftentimes just by osmosis, we grab on and catch on to something and we don't even know it. And 2 days later or 2 weeks later, we're talking about it. It's like where that information came from. That was actually a seed that was planted days, weeks, and sometimes months before. And we have to be receptive. Today we have to be conscious. We have to be deliberate in our efforts to get the information, to change our life, to look for resources, or create those resources that would then enhance our lives. So again, I look forward to that opportunity to be there once again in your midst. So thank you for inviting me. I want to go ahead and delve into today's topic because it's going to be a little long, but in reflecting my journey from 1 year ago, I want to talk a little bit about how did I really end up here? What led me on this journey of self-discovery and success, as well as tell the listeners the six things that I believe that you have to do, that is a must, it is essential to becoming successful. So definitely towards the latter part of the topic or my discussion, I will be going into that, so I hope everyone does have their pen and paper handy. As I tell people, I'm not really an author. I'm an informational marketer that provides inspirational messages to corporations, churches, and other organizations, as well as success tips and sales tips. And I believe that when I talk to individuals, I encourage, uplift, and empower them because I show them what the impossible can be when they put the thought and the I am in line, in perfect unison with this universe. So in saying that, I may be an author and I may be a public speaker, but this just didn't happen overnight. I'm someone like many of the individuals on this call, many of the individuals who go back to the archives, many of the individuals who dial in and listen to us on a continuous weekly basis and beyond. I'm a person who one day had a dream, and I had a dream of one day running and owning my very own business. Unfortunately for me, I didn't know or wasn't aware that there were actually forums and media outlets such as this that was available to help me get from point A to point B. Much like some of our callers, I believe that you had to be lucky, or I believe that there was, you know, just some thing that was leaning towards your success that wasn't shadowing over me and creating mine. And even though I felt that I could create my own destiny, create my own success, there's still something in the back of the mind when you're a little boy coming from the area I came from, who dad, actually family and him didn't live too far from where I live, but didn't make a heck of a lot of effort to come see you. For a young man who was trying to struggle with finding, you know, his manhood in the midst of a lot of females who were supervising, guiding, and steering me in the direction. So you still have this in the back of your mind, even when you accomplish something, that, oh, can I consistently do this? Oh, is this really for me? Did, you know, was this a mistake? It was supposed to be somebody else. So you still have this little bit of doubt. So not knowing that there was, again, outlets that can bring about, that can help assist me to going into the direction of some of the thoughts and feelings I've had, even not knowing the words for some of the thoughts and feelings, inclination, prosperity, health and wellness and growth and how all those things have to be aligned in order for you to be prosperous, to be healthy. You can't have an impure heart and think that great things will happen to you. It doesn't happen in that way. Not that bad things will happen, but you will only bring forth what you emanate back to the universe. If anyone has ever heard their voice echo, has ever been in a place where your voice echoed with clarity, that's really life. Because when you say something, echo, hello, hello, it comes back to you. I'm here, it comes back to you. So if you're saying things that I'm no good, that comes back to you. If you're saying I'm incapable, I'm undeserving, that comes back to you. So it's just like that echo in the valley. It is always bouncing back towards you. So it is my advice to believe wholeheartedly and put out statements that when they come back, they don't come back void, and they come back in a positive manner. So just as I'm doing now, each week, I try to give a lot of insight and information based on my knowledge, you know, however limited, and based on my experience, however limited. But I know these things have worked, and they're true, and they're truth in action. So I try to give out that information each and every week to all of our callers. As I keep saying, but having all the information in the world doesn't mean anything if you do not act on it. Getting where I'm at today and where you're at, Coach, took some deliberate action. So each week I'm hoping and praying that all of our listeners are taking this good information and allowing it to change their lives. Now, those who have been following me and tuning in each and every week to this show may or may not know how I got here, what transcended me, what transformed me. And it was, as I said, a lot of deliberate action, and it was me standing oftentimes still and listening to that small, still voice. But there was also something that really catapulted me. It was that power, that shock, that jolt, that if you stick your finger into an outlet, it would knock you back on your back, right off of your feet. It was that type of thing that transformed me. But I was already thinking of doing greater things, thinking of changing my life, talking about it, but I was doing a lot of more deliberating, procrastinating, and saying, we'll do it tomorrow. I'll get it done later. But realizing that, you know what, time was passing me by. So again, for those who've been following me and for those who may or may not know who have not heard some of my history, it was in 1993 that everything that I'm talking to you about and the possibility of me having any of my dreams come true came to a screeching halt. During that summer, my world got changed and turned upside down, and I do mean that literally. One summer's night in 1993, one of my long-term friends gave me a call. Now, this gentleman, each and every time he and I spoke, each and every time I saw him, I noticed how he had prospered. He had received his blessing because he didn't mind going out and grabbing it. So it made it very apparent to me that I wasn't living my life to the fullest potential, and I was using a lot more excuse time than, you know, success time or progress time. And so we decided to meet at that time to discuss a business opportunity. And so after we met, we went to an area where the youth of the day shows off their fancy cars and their motorcycles. And I'm sure that everyone on this call, you each have one of those areas in your neighborhood or where you live. For me, it was right there, that very place where we decided to become a little wild and chose to race. We were warned to only race in one direction because the opposite direction had a curve that was too much to handle. And see, oftentimes we're warned not to do certain things. We're given definitive statements that won't work. You know what, I've tried that. And as a father with three children, I get that every day. See, my children aren't 42, but I am. But they believe that they are. Nothing's different under the sun. It's just the names have changed, but the game stays the same. And I try to teach that to them and let them know I'm here for a reason so that you won't have to go through a down season, at least on my watch. But sometimes our head is hard, as they used to say, as my great-grandmama used to tell me, and it made us soft behind.
Yes.
And so after racing in one direction, we could not resist the desire to race back in the opposite. And it's just like my child when I said, don't touch that. The moment I turned my head, and I believe wholeheartedly if I wouldn't have brought attention to it, even though it was in my mind, he or she, 9 times out of 10, may not have touched the item. But the moment I say, don't touch that, as soon as I turn my head, what I didn't want to happen happens. And that's what happened to me. At nearly 98 miles an hour, I wiped out and crashed. I can still remember seeing my friend's brake lights go around the curve as a red line and a swerve right in front of me as he spun out in front of me. That was one of the last things I saw. Coach, it wasn't until I regained consciousness. I'm going to say that again. It wasn't until I regained consciousness. So I don't know how long I was out. But upon gaining consciousness is when I saw a group of people leaning over me. It was like a scary movie. It wasn't my life. In fact, I was standing outside myself. But they were standing over me. And at that moment in time, I realized that something had gone terribly wrong. And after being helped to my feet, my reality set in. My knees were split, both of them, split wide open. And blood poured out of them like it was an open water faucet. After seeing this, I became immediately hysterical and started to yell. I vaguely recall my friend screaming at his girlfriend as they rushed me to the hospital, telling her, do not let him fall asleep. Keep him awake. The last thing I can really remember hearing was the scraping and the screeching of him rushing me to the hospital. So that scraping was actually his tire scraping the wheel well. Now, upon arriving at the hospital and in the emergency room, he tells me, he says, you know what? You must be loved, stating how he made one phone call and in 15 minutes, 20 people were at the hospital, and how he felt that it would take 20 calls just to get a few people to see about him. This was truly my moment of clarity. Here it was, this man who I felt had so much going on for himself, who had just conveyed to me that he believed he couldn't fill a room full of people to come and see about him. Now tell me who really had it going on. Because him sharing that moment was priceless, and it taught me an invaluable lesson. It's not what you have on the corner, but who you have in your corner. So he had the fancy cars. He had the nice apparel. He had the nice apartment. You know, so his nice wheels are sitting on the corner and for all to see. But what's more important, who was in his corner. And it resonated and it sent a message clearly to me because I saw faces when I awoke that I hadn't saw in months. Faces that I had met, maybe had ill will for one moment in time, or who I hadn't hugged and said I loved them numerous times, but they are now there not to witness my downfall, but to pray for my rise. That was compelling. Now, this accident left me in bad shape, to say the least. Family and friends prayed long and hard for me to pull through. And given the extent of my injuries, and I just told you about my knees, I didn't tell you how the motorcycle helmet that I was wearing was cracked in three separate places, or the shoulder damage that I suffered, or the fact that I would, you know, have dizzy spells while I was standing still, so severe that I would become nauseated and have to sit down. So given that information, given the circumstances seeing me, because I couldn't see myself, they were also praying for me to be able to walk again. This whole time period was not only hard on me, but it was hard on everyone else because they were there as a supportive mechanism to, you know, again, see me through. And it's probably because so many people, and I didn't realize then and even today, are living their lives vicariously through me, that I was now becoming the visible effects of what you can do when you do the right thing and make the right decision, and also how short life really is. And if you do the wrong decision, how things can turn around and be turned upside down. Now, however tragic this accident was and however fatal it could have been, this accident forced me to make a decision. As I mentioned, my friend and we were actually meeting for a job interview to discuss an opportunity for me to leave where I was at to catapult and try to do something new. Given my physical condition at the time, I couldn't work. And quite frankly, I didn't want to work. as a train conductor, that is, because I was a train conductor for 5 years prior to this accident, and I realized I was going nowhere, and I wanted a change. I wanted so much more, and believed it, you know, believe it or not, that accident made it possible. So it's those situations, even the ones that we're in financially, mentally, and socially today, that the old adage is, when they give you lemons, make lemonades. That accident shook me to the core. It changed my physical capabilities at that time. But even given that, that accident was intended to force me to make a decision. Because when I was in better physical shape, I wasn't taking that leap of faith. I wasn't doing what was going to be germane to my future and what was going to be significant to my existence. I was just existing. And I ask people all the time, are you living or just existing? We're so much in survival mode right now, we don't know how to live. You, Coach, right now are in Virginia Beach, relaxing, enjoying your family, meeting and connecting to people on another level who didn't know you just the day before. And that's called living. But we've been existing for so long that we don't know the difference. The lines have been so blurred. So, again, I didn't want to work, and I didn't want to work in the current capacity that I had been working in, and I want so much more. And an accident, whether it knew it or not, was going to give me what I wanted. It was going to make my dreams possible. I studied at that point in time, day in and day out, to become a debt collector, and 1 month later, I got my chance. My friend scheduled an interview for me as a debt collector with the company which he was working for. But there was one problem. This interview was scheduled on the very same day as my first physical therapy appointment to help rehabilitate my legs. And rescheduling either one of them was an impossibility. It just couldn't happen. It had to be done on this day at that time. Now, I wonder how many of our listeners here today have been faced with similar situations and had to make a choice or to make a decision or perhaps even have to overextend themselves to make the impossible possible. And I know a lot of mothers who do it on a daily basis. They sometimes drive north a half an hour to come back south to then go east another hour to drop off their kids at a daycare to then go back home and get ready to go to work and then go to work their 8 sometimes 12 hours, and they do it like a routine. They then become a machine, but they're overextending themselves. They made a choice or decision because doing that would then afford a better lifestyle for their children and their children to come, hopefully. Now, the first day of this session was so painful and so excruciating. But let me tell you, I'm here, and I made it through. After that therapy session, I was still in a lot of pain. And I was so much pain that my therapist and the doctor was telling me to go home. I expressed to them the opportunity that was in front of me and what I was about to do to get there. They said, I don't think you're going to make it, son. That is so far away, and in your condition and in your pain, and then you're refusing pain medication, I don't see it happening. Why don't you sit down and think? As a matter of fact, why don't you have somebody come and pick you up? I refuse to do that. I took my journey. I took my walk. I took that walk to my car, to the parking lot that normally takes 2 minutes. It took me 10 minutes and took me just as long to climb inside. Now, here's where my life actually changed for the better. After driving 2 miles to the expressway entrance ramp, with tears rolling down my face, uncertain of what to do next, thinking if I just go right, if I make a right turn in 2 exits and in less than 10 minutes, I'll be home. But if I turn left, I would drive close to an hour in pain towards a new world, a new beginning to a new environment that I knew nothing about. Knowing if I went home, I would find comfort and sympathy. And that's what most of us like. We want to be around people who think like us. act like us, who may not necessarily tell us the truth, you know, who won't speak and say, you know what, you need to do better. You know what, you had an opportunity, why didn't you take advantage of it? Because we like to be around the water coolers talking about what could have and should have been as opposed to what is and what we're making happen. And that's what we're doing each and every week, Coach. We're telling people how they can make it happen. I am no master at what I'm doing, but I'm just constantly being placed with information upon my shoulders, and I feel that is my obligation and my duty to share that with others, especially if I see that there has been an ounce of success, because it lets me know there's a pound of opportunity. And we have to be willing to take that. So I'll carry the burden that sometimes maybe I didn't enunciate my thoughts or articulate them or put them in such a fashion where one or two people in the group or an audience or in front of me may not have found value in it. I'll take that hit. Because if you're challenging and daring enough to do what you and I do, you're going to sometimes offend someone. You're going to sometimes miss the mark. You're going to sometimes give information that people have already heard. But in doing that, hopefully you're giving them information that they already knew but hadn't been using, and now they have the common sense to take it because they heard it again and apply it to their lives. So I had all these questions, questioning if I did go left, would I be then given an opportunity or a chance to change my life, to begin fulfilling my destiny? Because I had a burning desire. I felt that there was something inside of me that just couldn't get out, and enough people had kept telling me, so I said, you know what, I better call. I better, you know, yield to what is being said and done, because obviously somebody is seeing something that I can't see, because, you know, all those other things that have built up in you over the years, all the insecurities, all the inabilities, all the feeling of, you know, lack and limitation, that weighs on people. And so you carry that with you each and every day. It used to be said that sticks and stones will break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That is not true. Sticks and stones will definitely break your bones. Those bones will then heal. And it's to the point where you will soon forget the pain and the scars and the healing process and will oftentimes come away stronger. But it's those words, it's those statements that we use towards ourselves that have been used towards or against us. Those words hurt, and they hurt continuously. They haunt you like a plague. And see, the unfortunate part, because no one can get in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, they can't see what's going on. So you walk around a victim. You walk around sometimes victimizing. You walk around becoming addictive. You walk around becoming uncertain. And people don't know why, because they see this brilliant, physically capable individual who is almost like a paraplegic and can't even move and stuck in a rut. So it is those words, the words that we constantly tell ourselves. Now, for me, I went on, and I think people know, you know, the end results. With all the tears in my eyes, with all the feelings that erupted between me parking or actually sitting there at the light that came about, I took that left. And in doing so, my life has been transformed. Things have happened to me that are unimaginable, far exceeding my dreams, and then it just made me create new dreams, dream boards, and new opportunities for myself. Coach, for me, this situation has been nearly 17 years ago. So 17 years since that happened to bring me forward to this very day, the day I'm talking about, the day I'm discussing how I released my book, how I became a more powerful, poignant, energized, encouraging individual, believing in myself so strongly and also believing in others. It was 17 years ago. And since then, both my personal and professional life have taken several twists and turns. It hasn't been consistent. It hasn't been easy. But at no point in time did I question why me. At no point did I lose my faith. I stayed hopefully optimistic about what life had in store for me. I've stayed obedient and have followed my heart's desires. So I say again, my journey hasn't been easy. However, it has been rewarding. In fact, due to those events and to the decisions I made some 17 years ago, I'm able to now be with all of you on this very day. 1 year since releasing the book, Success, How We Ended Up Here, and now I'm living the dream that I prayed so hard for many, many years ago. One thing that I find ironic, Coach Lalisa, is that how life serves you up and how it gives you stuff and how life, you know, we're like 6 degrees of separation, and now it seems like with Facebook we're maybe 3 degrees from separation of knowing another person or having an affiliation or an association with another person. And the reason I say I find it ironic, because I was listening to you the other day on the show, and you had mentioned that you met Les Brown in 1997. I too met Les Brown in Chicago in 1997. And
wow.
And so I believe I met him during the earlier part of the year, because when you referenced him, you talked about the cancer that had erupted in his body, and I think he started discussing that the latter part of the year, which I see him again. But the initial time I met him, something came up in me, something encouraged me so strongly that upon him signing my book, I leaned over to him, and it was kind of like a metaphor, because at that time I was a financial advisor, and Coach Jay mentioned that on the discussion he and I had this Sunday, and also he told me that Coach Jay was a financial advisor. Again, ironic, because none of us knew one another, but yet and all in the same field. So now, when I met Les Brown, I leaned over him at the table in which he was signing, and I said to him, "Mr. Brown, let me help you retire early." So again, a metaphor, because I was a financial advisor, that was the things I did, I planned for people's future. And he chuckled, and he looked at me, and he asked, "How can you do that?" I said, "By making me your best protege." Letting him know that if he had me on his team, he could retire early. Letting him know that, you know what, I'm an open vessel, open and receptive to whatever he had to teach or say. Because not only was I leaning and hinging on every word, there was a nation of people that Les Brown spoke, they stopped and listened. So, you know, that didn't happen for me, Coach. Not then. But my dreams of having that opportunity never subsided. And I'm looking at how ironic life is, because here you and I both are today not only living the dream that we set forth so many years ago, but doing it together as friends, when up until recently we were all but strangers. Until recently, I didn't know Coach K. And until recently, I didn't know Coach J. Until recently, I hadn't had a relationship with you. But now here it is today. We're standing here sharing our messages to the masses. And we're doing it for free. We're doing it because we not only love what we do, but we love the people we're doing it for and doing it with. And we want to impress upon them the importance of making great life decisions, doing, you know, the best that they can do and be in their life. Because one thing we have a lot of is time. But time is the one thing, or the least thing, that we should be wasting, because you never know when your time is up. And that day, in that hospital, in that emergency room, let me know how precious and how short our time really is. And again, I have not allowed it to be wasted since. So I'm saying here to each and every one of you who dares to dream, that dreams do come true. Just look at me. I'm living proof. If no other person that you can look at, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, I'm that uncle, I'm that brother, but I'm here. I'm that father who will support and encourage. I'm living proof that dreams do come true. Now, I know our time is getting short, so I did also want to provide to each and every one of you the 6 things that you must do to become successful. I also encourage, get a hold of Coach's book, get a hold of my book, invest in yourself, get CDs, DVDs. I mean, I cannot impress upon you more greatly than what I'm saying right now. That was one of the transforming factors, that because when I was on my back and couldn't get up, I was still able to look up, and I began to study, study myself, study the Word, study individuals, and that has helped to catapult me to the level and the place I'm at today, because I wasn't the best student in school. I wasn't the highest achiever, but I was darn sure the highest believer, and because I believe so deeply in myself and my capabilities that I am now where I'm at today because of it, as a result of it. So I encourage you, go out there, make that small investment. Your guest, Janae, who had mentioned about, you know, her sales reps were holding on to their brochures. They weren't handing out brochures freely to people to encourage them to buy. They were thinking that that 13 or 33 cents it cost to produce and manufacture that brochure was so valuable that they didn't want to release it to someone else who can potentially make a $50 order. We have to stop doing that. We have to realize that you have to give in order to get. You must share in order to, you know, have what you want in life. You can hold on to everything you got, but tomorrow, if you should die, you can't take it with you and didn't get to enjoy while you were here. So people, please take advantage of the opportunities, this discounts, this information. If it takes you today, I'm actually leaving my home on a train heading to Harlem because Michael Basden is going to be in Harlem giving a free event. But the train ride is $40, but the event is free. It is a 1 million mentors program I've been talking about for an entire year that I would like to be a part of. It is now coming a little bit out of my way, but I'll still call it my backyard. But I'm going to make that investment in money and time to be a part of that event. Others will think, oh, we know it's not a convenient place and time. A lot of things aren't. If success usually ain't sitting on your pillow, you usually have to reach for it. So I'm going to get into the six things that I believe that individuals must do to be successful. Was anything you want to say, Coach? Again, I say when the spirit hits me, I just got to keep going. So I apologize.
Well, you're great. That's wonderful. Keep going.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, the first thing, and I use these as acronyms, and so the first set of acronyms is BAR, B-A-R. The second set of acronyms or letters are OPP. So the first thing that individuals must do in order to be successful, and this is in regardless of what you do, but the first thing you must do is to believe or have a belief. Believe in yourself, your product, your service, or idea, because if you don't, no one else will. And sometimes, and I've said this before, you have to have faith and other people's belief in you until you get the courage to believe in yourself. The next letter of the acronyms would be A. A stands for achieve. Get ready to achieve all that your heart desires once you have that belief. I caution you at this point because understand, the universe and God is no respecter of size or time. So you must be very specific on how large or how small you wish for your dreams to be, because once you do that, it is the universe's job and it's the universe's good pleasure to give you all that you desire. Also, the next letter will be R. R stands for receive. You must be willing to open your mind and receive all the wonderful blessings and resources that will start to come your way from the universe. See, once you state a definitive goal or purpose, the universe will begin to align you with the people or resources that will help make your wishes come true. It happened for me, Coach, and I know it's happened for you. So I really need our listeners to get that. I really need them to understand once you have a definitive goal or purpose, it is the universe's good job and good pleasure, and it will align those things accordingly to help you make your dreams come true. The next letter is the letter O, and that stands for organize. You, I, we. We must become organized in order to ever be successful. Organization, for people who don't know, organization is actually the first law of nature, and without it, you have no basis or foundation to ever fulfilling your heart's desires. It is the first step on your journey to developing the million-dollar mind. And one of the reasons I named the series the Million Dollar Mind series, the reason my business plan is the Million Dollar Mind business plan, because if you have that Million Dollar Mind consciousness, you would no longer just spew out things in the universe and you wouldn't throw away just good ideas as jokes or as fads or as something impossible to achieve. You would realize that the word impossible is actually I, so the I and the M, plus the word possible. I'm possible. So anytime you have the impossible presented to you, say, no, I'm possible, and it will then be possible. The next thing is the letter P. The letter P actually stands for preparation or preparedness. It is essential. It is actually the key that will open doors when opportunity knocks. And as our good friend Monique says, if you stay ready, you ain't never got to get ready. So preparation and preparedness is essential to anyone's growth or anyone's ability to become and stay successful. The last letter, the last P, and as I told you, it would be six things. This is the sixth thing. And not necessarily in that order, but if you don't put it in the order in which I've given it, you may not be able to receive it because you can't build a car with the engine upside down and say, but the engine is in the car, but it's upside down. It won't run right. We have to be, you know, vigilant and understand we have to do things systematically and for in order for it to run right. So the last thing, the last letter P, stands for presentation. This is critical. How you present yourself, your concept, your thoughts, and your ideas to others, what you're actually saying to others before you ever even open your mouth. See, I sincerely believe that if you are buttoned up in all aspects of your life, then when you show up, people will see you and already know that you are the answer. So therefore, there will be no need for questions. I say to each and every one of you, make sure that you're the answer and not the problem. Because every problem has a solution, and every solution has an answer. And what ideas are you coming up with today that you will provide a solution that will be the answer to tomorrow's problems? And I leave you with that, Coach.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Purpose, destiny, being prepared. Oh, my God, there's so much information packed in this. It wasn't even an hour. It was probably more like 35 or 40 minutes. But we know that people are going to take this information and they're going to run with it. You know, I was just on Facebook and looking at a post by the North Star News people, and okay, they had made a comment. They had made a comment wanting to know, when are we going to begin to really help people in our communities? And I wanted to scream, what do you think we're doing every morning? Or what do you think Coach Walker is out there going around the country and Coach K and Jay and, you know, all the other people and, you know, Glow Jest and all these other people and Karen Blanks Adams and, you know, the Hope L. Harpers and the Patricia Martins of the world. What do you think we're doing? We're helping our community. But somehow it's obviously not being noticed. Or I don't know what the problem is, but I do know that every problem has a solution. So we have to contact people like, you know, the North Star News. You know, I know in New York they also have the, I think it's called Black Star News. I believe that's the name of the paper. But we have to get to these reporters. And I know a lot of times the reporters only want to hear from people with the big names and people that are already very successful and known all over the world and all of that. But you know what? We got to get to them, and we got to make these editors listen, because if they can put out information like that, as if, because we are doing a tremendous work, an amazing work on life transformation.
We are pulling people, our messages, our stories, like what you just told, Mr. Walker, dealing with the fact when you were a child and having been raised and your father having left the home and even having a new home not too far from where you grew up, how painful that must have been. I can't even imagine that pain as a young boy to have to look at that, because I know the pain I felt when I was a grown woman in my 20s. And my father, you know, divorced my mom, and actually she divorced him. And then he married another woman. I had the nerve to be in pain over that. And, you know, I was already grown and what have you. So here we have already been transformed out of these very painful situations that can help people. Your book, Success. So listen, you go. Good luck to you. Great luck to you down there. Not that we believe in luck, but we know it's okay to say. Down, because we know who's behind every luck there is.
There you go.
So we are clear about where any luck comes from. It's the same thing as saying God has favor on some. But you go down there at Washington, D.C. area and everywhere else you go and listen. So we, in other words, actually, I feel that that message from North Star News is really more of a call to action.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, a challenge for us to even do more. So if there was any idea in our head that, oh, well, this work isn't all that important and, you know, do people really need this? Yes, they need it, because if the media is saying that it's not taking place to a large degree, guess what? All they've done was given us an open door. So God bless you. Thank you for that great and powerful message. I know people have to jump off and go to work and go to other shows and things like that. And we know Coach K also has this show. But thanks to everyone listening. He has the switchboard. Actually, the people in the chat room cannot hear, because once the show, people on the switchboard can still hear.
Okay.
People in the chat room, once you're not streaming, they can no longer hear if they're not dialed in as well. But, oh, wow, that was so powerful. Awesome. I did put Mr. Walker's website in the chat room, but for those of you who are just listening via the phone and the archives, you won't get it, so let me give it to you. You can go to www.versiewalker.com, and that's VersieWalker.com. You can go to his website. You can there purchase his book. He already told you about a special that he's running. You can connect through his blog, and that's coming up. And you can connect with him also on Facebook, Twitter, so there's no excuse. We're doing the thing. Thank you so much, Mr. Walker, for being here. Thank you to each and every person who is listening for your continued support. We know you're being empowered. We know that. Please send us an email, a quick email, a quick text message about the show, and I will post it. If you are online, you can post it yourself right there on the Facebook page. Post how the show is helping you, how it's blessing you. I mean, you know, you do that, and guess what? Now you are also a part of this movement.
There you go.
So thank you, Ms. Walker. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday evening, but also we hope you can also tune back in. But if not, we do understand. We know you got a project that you're working on that's very big and that you have a lot of work to do for that. We wish you much, much success. We pray that you get all the funding that you need, because I'm telling you, I'm just so moved now by that article. And I'm just like, it's just like, okay, we got work to do. We got mighty, mighty, mighty work to do. And we're going to call the North Star News. And you need to contact them, too, and let them know so they can put you out there as you are helping the community. So, anyway.
No, I will. Thank you so much.
Community, look out. Here we come.
There you go.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. All right.
Thank
Be
you
blessed.
So much.
Oh, no. Thank you so much. And we will definitely talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Be fearless.
Be fearless. This has been the Coach Lalisa Show.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget, to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.